Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Revelation and Spiritual Growth, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I have just read from the King James Version. As Cedric grew spiritually, he noticed something remarkable. Every time he obeyed the leading of the Holy Spirit in seemingly small matters, such as refraining from exaggerating facts or being diligent in prayer, his ability to discern the Spirit's voice became sharper. Even more, he found that his capacity to walk in God's power and manifest his glory increased. Cedric realized a profound truth. Faithfulness in small things leads to being entrusted with greater things. The Holy Spirit often begins his work in our lives with gentle nudges and quiet impressions. When we respond faithfully, he prepares us for more significant demonstrations of his power and glory. The Holy Spirit's role is to guide believers into truth, John 16:13. This guidance transforms the heart and mind through the Word of God. However, to experience this transformative power, we must remain sensitive to his leading and obedient to his voice. For example, you may feel an inner restraint against exaggerating a story or acting contrary to God's word. That gentle nudge is the Holy Spirit prompting you to align with his truth. Each time you obey these seemingly minor instructions, you build a foundation for deeper spiritual growth and greater manifestations of God's power. Every time you read your Bible or listen to a sermon and gain an understanding of God's truth, that understanding is only possible through the work of the Holy Spirit. Those who are not born of God cannot grasp such life-transforming understanding. They have only knowledge, and knowledge alone is not strong enough to transform the human heart. Go into today remembering that as a believer, you have the privilege of the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. Allow him to guide you into all truth and renew your mind through his word. Prayer, Lord, help me to trust you in the small things and remain faithful in obedience to your word. Teach me to yield to the Holy Spirit and grow in your power and glory. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms chapter 131 to 133. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms chapter 131 to 133.
Psalm 131, a song of ascents of David.
My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed myself and quieted my ambitions. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore.
Psalm 132, a song of ascents.
Lord, remember David in all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob.
I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob.
We heard it in Ephrathah. We came upon it in the fields of Jair.
Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy.
For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath that he will not revoke.
one of your own descendants, I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever.
For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling, saying,
this is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David, and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a resplendent crown.
Psalm 133, a song of ascents, of David.
How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.